Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article called UK AI Copyright Law Change, What Your Business Must Do Now by Brett Allegre Wood.
And this one landed with a thud for me, because most business owners I know are still treating AI tools as this carefree experiment. That era just officially ended.
Let's start with what actually changed. The UK government has scrapped what was called the opt-out exception for AI copyright. Under the old system, AI developers could train their models on vast amounts of internet content unless copyright holders specifically said no.
Which effectively meant AI companies could use the world's creative output for free. Writers, photographers, coders, designers, their work, no permission needed.
That's gone. The new framework is licensing first. AI developers now have to prove they had legal rights to every piece of data their models were trained on. And Brett flags something telling here. The government's own consultation found that 88% of respondents were against this change.
And they did it anyway. That's not a government hedging its bets. That's a firm decision about where this is heading.
Right. A mandatory transparency framework is also coming, which will require businesses to disclose their use of AI and the data behind it. But here's the part most people miss entirely.
Go on.
The liability doesn't stop with the AI developers. It flows down the chain to you. Every time your marketing team uses an AI tool to generate a blog post, every time your sales team drafts an email with AI, you are inheriting the legal risk of that tool.
You're effectively asserting that you had the right to use that output, and, by extension, that the model producing it was built on legally clean data.
Brett gives a very practical example. Your team uses an AI-generated image in a major advertising campaign. A photographer recognizes their own work in that image. They sue the AI company, and they sue you.
And the AI company might be a faceless entity based overseas. You are right there, a named local business with a reputation to protect.
Suddenly, the free tool has a very real price tag.
What I find genuinely baffling is the contradiction Brett points out at the government level. At the exact same time this legal framework is being created, the UK government announced a $2.5 billion investment in AI and quantum computing.
There's also a $500 million sovereign AI fund, specifically to help British AI firms scale up. So the stated goal is the fastest AI adoption in the G7.
Into a legal framework that could land you in court for doing precisely that.
Brett's phrase is they're pressing the accelerator and yanking the handbrake at the same time. And British businesses are caught in the middle.
Is this just a UK problem, though? Because some listeners will be in Australia or thinking this doesn't apply to them.
No, it's global. Australia has also firmly rejected a broad text and data mining exception, taking the same hard line. The Australian Institute of Company Directors has issued 5 AI risk signals specifically for boards to act on. This is a boardroom issue now, not just something for IT.
And the Gartner figure Brett cites makes that very plain. Gartner predicts that manual AI compliance could expose 75% of regulated organizations to significant fines. And most businesses currently have zero audit trail for AI-generated content. No policy, no log of what tools are being used, no record of what data those tools were trained on. Brett also flags a cultural shift alongside the legal one. There's a movement growing around something called the human author label. People are actively questioning whether AI-generated content is authentic or trustworthy, which has real commercial implications. If your content is perceived as legally questionable or inauthentic, it damages your brand. Your clients want original, credible material. And Brett points to Singapore as a contrast worth paying attention to. Rather than racing ahead into legally ambiguous territory, Singapore is building what he calls a fortress. They're focused on sovereign AI capability, building their own models on their own local data, which insulates them from the liability chain entirely. There's a dedicated AI hub at One North, and a large language model called Sea Lion, trained specifically on local and regional data. Moving deliberately rather than just fast, the competitive advantage from that approach is going to compound. So practically, what does Brett say to do this week? 6 things. First, map every generative AI tool being used across your business. Marketing, sales, development, operations, all of it. Second, research what each vendor says about their training data. If they can't tell you, treat that as a red flag. Third, draft an AI use policy. Even one page that defines approved tools, prohibited uses, and mandatory disclosure is better than nothing. Make it enforceable. Fourth, start an audit trail from this week forward. Log AI tool usage for anything published, sent externally, or used commercially. A spreadsheet is a perfectly good start. Fifth, raise it at board level. If your board doesn't know about the legal shift yet, they need to know this week, not next quarter. And sixth, review your content strategy. Where AI-generated content carries the highest legal or reputational risk, consider whether a human-authored or at least human-reviewed workflow is the safer posture right now. The casual, experimental phase of using AI is over. Brett's conclusion is direct. Compliance is the foundation everything else is built on now. My one action for this week is to draft that AI use policy. Waffing imperfect is miles ahead of nothing. Get something enforceable on paper. Mine is the audit trail. Start logging this week. Proving provenance retrospectively is a nightmare. The habit costs almost nothing to build now. Read the full article at anabu.ai. And if you want this working inside your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit there as well. With doing before the bill arrives.